The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, "I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams." I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after. I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him.
Hi.
Thought how he looked out of place.
That's because I'm wearing a dress.
He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face.
Honey?
The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, "You picked a fine time to lead me, Lucille.
400 children and crop in the field. I've had some high times, been through some sad times. This time you're hurting all hell.
You picked a fine time to lead me, Lucille."
Yeah. Thank you, that's Kenny Rogers. Kenny all night. Oh, was there some sort of modulation? Oh, hey. Whiskey. There's always whiskey in his song. All right, that's enough of Kenny. I have a headache. Can't do the show without a cleansing flame. The cleansing flame! Where's the cleansing flame? Cleansing flame! I'm not doing the show without a cleansing flame. Thank you. Oh, doesn't it? It just cleans and purifies, doesn't it? That's our air purification system. Huh? What do we got here, Billy, in Stillwater?
Tom, what kind of white trash nonsense is that? You're known statewide for the best bumper music.
I know, and it's because of that that I've decided to play Scrappy Kenny.
It's time to change the dose, okay?
Here's the deal, buddy. Anytime things become too predictable, it's time to change.
Well.
And the show was becoming, I think, all too predictable. I think we had fallen into a rut of brilliance.
Okay.
Okay.
Billboard in South Carolina, it says Gore 2000. But there is a big picture of smiling George W. Bush.
North Carolina.
North doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What better endorsement could Gore get than that? That's not confusing at all. George W. Bush says Gore 2000. S-E-Z says.
Oh, interesting. You have it kind of as a bubble, bubbles coming off his noggin.
It's just the big smile, the smirk, right? And then Gore 2000. And that, to me, that's Democratic money well spent.
Attaboy. Where are you calling from, prison?
I'm in the hopper right now.
All right. Appreciate your call. She ordered more whiskey. 6-4-6-8-2-5-5. 6-4-6-ta-ta-ha-ha-ha. Or long distance, 877. 615-1500. Hey, did you guys get the Minnesota Law and Politics for October? I want to read it so badly. There's Jay Louie on the cover, Jason Lewis, and I just got mine finally today. I don't want to read it so badly, and I can't because I have to do a show. I don't have time during the commercials to read this big old story. Boy. You would never know it from listening to his radio show, but Jason Lewis is just a nice boy from Iowa. That's the subhead, Minnesota's Mr. Right, David Shimke. Oh, back to the show. Anyway, I'm going to read that later. Jason's on the cover, dressed in a Gopher baseball uniform, catching a ball against the right field wall out at Sieverts Field. Off the wall in right field, superstar talk jock Jason Lewis. Jason picked our next Kenny Rogers song. Did you know that? Yeah, our next one's one he picked. All right, what are we doing now? Weren't we going to do some international news? Where the hell is the international news? I thought we were going to do that, huh?
I love the international portion of the program.
Oh.
That's right, international news, eh? Oh. Ah, qué bueno, me gusta mucho noticias internacionales.
Shove it. Where's my favorite headline? Here it is. Oh, when this hit the doorstep this morning, was I happy? Good God Almighty, I was happy. Hallelujah. When this headline hit my doorstep, I was happy. Hallelujah. You don't get these every day. Listen to this headline. Arriving this morning at the old Mishki household. Is this tailor-made for the old show or what? Here it is. Barack says time out. Arafat says go to hell. You don't see go to hell in a headline in such large type that often. Barack says, time out. Arafat says, go to hell. Kenny Rogers said, everyone considered him the coward of Connie. Pretty good headline. Pretty good headline. You know, politicians have been known to advocate, let me put it this way. Politicians have been known to waffle, to be wishy-washy, to cover themselves both ways, to avoid plain speak, to obfuscate. But, by golly, there's something so darn refreshing about this go-to-hell approach, huh? No equivocation here. Barack says time out. Arafat, go to hell! There's no difficulty seeing where Arafat stands here. What was that again, Mr. Arafat? Go to hell! Okay. Very good, then. Arafat, he must have been a Harry Truman fan. You really see where he stands in all of this. He's in the go-to-hell camp. Israeli Prime Minister Barack is calling for a little time out, sounding very much like a modern-day parent with unruly kids. A time out not quite as clear as go-to-hell. Apparently a time out in this case means Israel is temporarily withdrawing from peace talks. They're taking a little time out. What does that mean exactly? Well, Barack is keeping his cards close to his vest, as any good politician does in such a situation. He doesn't want to close off any options, obviously, so he just says, for now, time out. But with Arafat, we get this refreshing candor. Go straight to hell, you Israeli dogs! No clarification needed here. Reporters really not needing the usual follow-up question for interpretation or illumination, definition, simplification, anything like that. No, sir. No. Go to hell can stand all on its own, by golly. It always has stood on its own, hasn't it? It's one of the great statements in the English language because it escapes all confusion and all complexity. It's beautifully simple, and it means what it says. Go to hell. You know just where you're at with that one. Would you like to see our dessert menu, sir? Go to hell! All righty. How can any waitress at that point not know precisely where she stands? Or where you stand when it comes to dessert? Hello, this is the Star Tribune calling, wondering if you'd like to subscribe to our newspaper. Go to hell! Oh. Okie dokie. I take it this periodical of ours is not real popular at your place right now. Thank you for being straight with us. We'll certainly place a note next to your name stating that the odds of selling you on a subscription are slim at this point. What with the go-to-hell response, something we feel we wholeheartedly understand when it comes to interpretation. We know just where you're coming from, sir. Your feelings on the matter couldn't be more clear. Go to Hell tells us that you're not interested in a subscription. A further conversation on the matter will not be necessary. So we'll let you go, have a good evening, and we'll do as you say, and we'll promptly go directly to Hell. So off we go, then, to Hell. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Hi-hoo, hi-hoo, it's off to Hell we go, down below in the fiery glow. Hi-hoo, it's off to Hell we go.
When he yells, I can tell when he yells. I can tell what he means. I can tell what he thinks. I can tell when he yells, go to hell. I know where I stand, man, oh man. It's easy to understand what it means. When he yells, go to hell. Go to hell. Go to hell.
What do you mean?
Go to hell.
Could you be more succinct?
Go to hell.
What do you think?
Go to hell.
Could you be clear?
Go to hell, I said, well, I go to hell, I can tell when you yell. Go to hell, well, I can tell how you feel, little baby.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.